Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Now, this is nearly a sellout from what I understand. Oh, and by the way, it was remiss of me not to mention this earlier. Well done on New South Wales and Queensland. The clocks are aligning again, which makes our job a whole lot easier. Any update on the curtains and any impact there? Always a concern.
Yeah, no, we're still trying to work that out up here. It's been a really challenging week trying to work out what time we're recording this show, whether it be 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. And the curtains, though, they seem intact. So I think the government's done a good job there so far.
No doubt, for a mandate, getting back in miles and miles. Right, Broncos, Reece Walsh in, Tristan Saylor to the interchange bench, Jock Madden. Is in for Adam Reynolds at halfback. Corey Oates onto the wing. Dean Mariner is out injured. Xavier Willison back. And Ben Takura is out after a pretty impressive first run, it must be said, from Big Ben. For the Dolphins, Flegler named. So we'll have to wait on that. No Herbie Farnworth, no Felice Kafusi. Tessie Nguyen in the centres. Jared Wallace onto the bench. Kenny Bromwich into the starting side. Anthony Milford into the squad. Kurt Donoghue out because of suspension. So just loses a little with the no Farnworth and Kafusi, but it's still going to be a cracker, Tristan.
Yeah, and you know the Dolphins have aimed up again to start the season. They're right up the top of the ladder and again exceeded expectations. But yeah, a couple of key injuries there, a couple of obviously doubts and key injuries for the Broncos as well. But then we get Reece Walsh back. So that was so good against the Storm. And, you know, when the market moved very heavily towards the Storm and the Broncos looked like they were a big chance of pinching that game the whole way through. They're $1.33 favourites. The Dolphins, $3.35 and 8.5 is the line. It's been a big go, though, in the last 24 hours where the market was 9.5. It's been backed into 8.5, which obviously isn't a key number, but even at that 8.5, it's into $1.80 now plus and $2 at the minus. So whether it jumps over that key number of 8, gets to 7.5, time will tell, but certainly the money is with the Dolphins at this stage.
Does Flegler play? He looked like he was busted out of that game last weekend. On Monday, he was in doubt, then gets named. So key watch there. And then out of yesterday's training session, or it might have been early this morning for the Broncos, Jordan Ricky is now an out for the Broncos. So that means they've lost their two back rowers who would normally be their starters with Haas and clearly Reynolds. And a full house, as you suggest, Jimmy. I mean, it'll be a rip again. The key about the Dolphins, though, is where's their form line? I mean, you know, seriously, beating the West Tigers, who were on a short turnaround with two or three key outs, the week before the Titans, the week before the Dragons. I mean, my goodness, it's very, very soft. This will be a nice test. But with the Bennett factor, the Dolphins playing in front of a full house at Suncorp, where their record's really good, Broncos just want to win. They're nice and hungry, and you could tell that they're really cranky about getting so close, scoring 32 points and yet getting beat. They've only won one of their last three games. I think the Broncos get home. I agree with Tristan. I think the Lions are in a really tricky spot. I'm not happy to be giving it up. I actually think there's points in the game, though. I think that the Broncos will pull points out of most of their opponents, and they're certainly going to put points up. 46 is a bit to chase. But up here a couple of weeks ago against the Cowboys, you know, got the 50 pretty comfortably.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Flegler's obviously said, give me every hope, coach. Lame me and give me every hope. He'd be desperate to play against his old team. Prefer it if Haas was in there, I would have suggested. So that's the type of guy he strikes me as. But and I'm with you on that, Jared, about the form line coming through those Dolphins victories. You're like, especially, you know, I've already cited the huge controversy that was coming out of that Tigers game, which would have changed it for everyone. But the Broncos, I wonder how much work Kevy's doing on defence during the course of this week. Their attack is superb. Like, to see Selwyn Cobbo just get around two guys, not one guy, two guys get on the outside of them and then throw a 10-metre no-look pass and it hits his man on the chest, that is freakish. And Tristan Saylor is an NRL player. Like, I think he's shown that in the two games this year. He is clearly an NRL player. And I reckon he would have thought long and hard about putting him at 6 and maybe Ezra Nam at 7. But or even Tristan Saylor at 7, based on the skill set that we have seen. But I think the Broncos, for sure, everything points to Broncos, and convincingly for me, I think the -8.5 is a gift.
And you're right, Jimmy. When the teams were named earlier in the week, I was looking to see if Saylor ends up there in the halves. I was just really impressed with the last two offerings of his. You would have thought going into halftime last week with Reynolds limping off and then knowing that he's not returning, you just could not have had enough on the Storm, thinking yeah. they kick away in the second half. And for the Broncos to, you know, do what they did on the back of, you know, I thought young Walters ended up going to seven and playing well, you know, Marm and Saylor. They've got attack and points in them. I tell you, in the second half of this season, if they get some of these injured blokes back, I think they might end up being a better team than they were last year.
So I would have accepted that. Billy Walters at halfback, Tyson Smoothie into the hooker position.
Yep.
Because as you say, in the second half, I didn't think they lost anything with... Well, they lost a bit. Let's actually, I'll rephrase that. But I think those two played well.